We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Dalet Sif Tez Zayin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Motalotzes Betalis Mitzuyetzes. One can walk out in the street wearing a talis with tzitzis, Bederech Malbush, if he wears it as a article of clothing. Avol Makapli Sovet Savari, if he puts it around his neck, but Makum She'en Derech L'Lav Shekach, he puts it on like a scarf, that would be Osir. And therefore the halacha is that you could wear a talis, even if you put the corners into your belt from not dragging on the floor the tzitzis, that would be permissible. Even if you don't keep the talis over your head, that is also permissible because that's the way people wear the talis. They don't wear the talis over their head all the time. But wearing a talis like a scarf, which is not the way you're supposed to wear a talis, is unacceptable. Sif Yudzayin, Beged Shesh L'Shtei Ritzuas, if a Beged has two laces or Meshichas, L'Kashbehen, or anything that has two sides to tie, or Shesh L'Krosim L'Chabrei, or it has loops, V'Nifsak Echad Mehem, and one of the loops tore, Al Pishe Sheni Nishe Kenegdoi, even if the second one is still there, Einach Choshev, Mikom Akum Adat L'Saknoi, if it's your intention to fix the corresponding loop, lovely ben zugai, to make it back into a workable pair, and kainzesh and nisher, the loop that's still there, and a bottle gabel beged, it doesn't become part of the beged, it's not useful at this point, and becomes something extra to the beged, and therefore one would not be allowed to wear such a garment in the street on Shabbos. If somebody is wearing a garment that has buttons, or you're not obligated to tie those, to close all the buttons. If somebody's wearing shoes with shoelaces, even if you're not tying the shoelaces for whatever reason, if you're wearing, but that they're there for a useful purpose, the buttons are there for a useful purpose, therefore you could wear that beged even if they're not actually being used. The same halachas that we're speaking about would apply if you have a hook on a coat or on a jacket and it's torn, if you have belt loops that are torn, if you have a packet to your pants or to anything from your clothing that has a hole in it that's not usable. In all these cases, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you can't wear such a garment on Shabbos. Many Paiskim take a more lenient approach. If it's part of the garment, then even though it's not that useful, it's still just part of the garment. And if you could wear the garment, you could wear them even if it has these torn parts in it. Aval, the main datil saknoi, if it is something that you don't intend to fix, imken kimishu nishar, if you left it there, even though you don't intend to fix it, let's say you have a hook on your garment, but you don't intend to fix that hook, ain't a davar chashuv, and it's obviously not something significant. Harui batel gabe beged, it just becomes part of the garment. Mutar letzos bein, one would therefore be allowed to walk out wearing it. Vimu davar chashuv, but if it's something that's significant, kigoyin mishicha shel meshi, a piece of silk material, a kerish zav, a gold, a silver thing, abishen datel l'saknoi, but you don't intend to fix it, but still it's something of significance, and it's significant and not useful now, and a bottle gaba beged, it doesn't automatically become part of the garment, and since it's not useful, also lots of spay. Sif yud ches bale karcha, people who are bald, shemenich al rasheim pishtun sorok utsem menufgub, they put on their head some sort of toupee, shenira kamay sab rasheim, so it should look like they're wearing hair. They can walk out wearing them on Shabbos. It's something that they wear to make them look nice. And that's the definition of a tachshit. Shabbos has to be prepared from Erev Shabbos. And therefore women are allowed to wear hair hats even on top of their wigs. Because again, that's the way they walk out, and that's why it's not considered an issue. Sif Yutes, Hanoisa Kameya, somebody who's carrying a Kameya, which is an amulet. Tzarech Lasa Shel Chacham Mutalatz by Shabbos Aloy. He asks a question if he can walk out wearing it on Shabbos. Kiloy Kolam Kameya Shavas. They don't all have the same halacha. Visha Nasa Evan Karim Sternschuss, a woman that carries a stone that was worn Shloitapel to prevent miscarriage. Of course, all the cases that we're speaking here that they can be worn on Shabbos is not when you're carrying it in your pocket. That certainly would be usur, that would be prohibited. We're speaking here about a situation where you're wearing it as a necklace or as a ring, then it would be permitted. Simen pehei, dim enough of the like of Shabbos. Sif aleph, if chas v'shalom enough of the like of Shabbos, if chas v'shalom there was a fire that broke out in Shabbos. Choshura ben Hussein Zuchron Levracha, Kibal Bayis Ubnei Beisei, Asheshama Adleika, the home where there is this fire and the people who inhabit that home, Yis Askubat Solom, if they're going to be busy fighting off the fire, Vayim Nechbazim Behulim, and they're obviously very concerned, Amamaynam, because of the possible loss, Shem V'Tarkach Yishkechu Shayoyim Shabbos, they, in their excitement, might forget that today is Shabbos. V'chabu esad leikon, they're going to extinguish the fire. This halacha that we're going to learn is really not very relevant, because in most situations of a fire, there's a situation of sakana, there's a situation of pikuach nefesh, and as we know and as we will learn, when there's that type of situation, we should do whatever is necessary to extinguish the fire and make sure that there won't be any danger. Here we're talking about a fire that might spread, but it definitely won't be a situation of sakonas tefashas, because even if there's a question, if there's going to be an issue of sakonas tefashas, then we could do whatever we have to do. Therefore, Chazal said, don't move things that are muksar, even to place where you may carry. Only thing what you need, that and only that may be moved. So again, if there's a situation where there's no pikuach nefesh, the halacha is that if you want to move him to a place in your house, that would be fine. And in any apartment in the house, if there's Erev Chatzeris, it would be mutter. Now we're talking about where that's not the question. Ketzad, not for the like of B'lai Shabbos, Kodim Asuda, a fire broke out Friday night before the meal, Matzel Mazel, Shalosh Sudas, Karoy La'odam. You could save the amount of food, take out the amount of food that are needed for each person, Roy La'behema, what people will need to eat, what animals need to eat, B'shachos Mazel, Shtei Sudas, if it happened in the morning, Chas V'Shalom, so you already ate the Friday night meal, so you only have 2 meals left. With mincha, Friday, Shabbos afternoon, 1 meal. In yesh b'kli echad me'acholim harbe, if in one vessel there's a lot of food, kigoyin sal malik kikrois, if there's a basket with a lot of bread in it, loaves of bread, v'chavis malay yayin, or a barrel full of wine, kimin shemaitzim b'pamachas, since you're carrying out this entire basket, this entire barrel, even though they're holding in it more food than you would really be allowed to take, you could take out the whole basket or the whole barrel. The Kenan Bar Sadim Kadoima. Or if you spread out a blanket, the sheet, the kibbutz komash yokal hoitzim and macholim mashkos, and you gather together food and drinks and put them into that sheet and take it all out at one time, and it's simba pamachas mutter. Gam mutter lo lohoitzim kolakelim shutzorach lishtash bayoim. Similarly, you may take out whatever you need for that day. Tzepes. Vam lacherim. And now you could tell others as well, you come and take what you need. And everybody will take the food that he will eat on Shabbos. A kliyachar will carry out one vessel that we just discussed. Shemachzal filo harv de may hold a lot. Vareu shlamatzal, it belongs to the person who actually carried out. Kimin shabalabayis hifka, since the owner of these objects was mafkir them, declared them ownerless, and that a person who did the saving, he is the one that Zoch Zemina Hefker became the owner by taking it from Hefker. Vim Yerushimayim. But if the person's a Yerushimayim, Machzal Baal Bayis Mashetzel, the person who took out the save after Shabbos gives back to the owner what he did. Since it's obvious that he didn't make this hefka, he did not make it ownerless willingly. It's the circumstances. He could get paid for what he did on Shabbos. That's not considered as if he worked and got paid for working on Shabbos. Really, it does belong to he, the person who saved it. But the right thing to do is one should not get paid for anything that he did in Shabbos. Even though technically it's not considered Tzchar Shabbos, since it does have some connection to Tzchar Shabbos, it is somewhat like money that was earned for working on Shabbos. Somebody who wants to do what's 100% correct and right should avoid getting paid for any work done on Shabbos. Sif Gimel. That's only if you carry it out to a place where you may carry. If you're carrying to a place where you may not carry, when it comes to garments that you're trying to save and you could just put on those garments, then you can dress, put on whatever you can, and walk out to the shusrabim. You can take them off, those garments, and leave them where you are, and then put on new garments, and do this, even all day long. And he could tell other people who could help him save garments that are in the home. Come also take garments and put them on and get dressed with them. And that's how we could have all the garments in the home ultimately saved.